Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. We've had a few Broadway shows reopen recently, but here's a real sign that Broadway is back. The TKTS booth in Times Square reopens today. Glenn Chuck with more from Times Square this morning. Glenn?
Certainly, who could have ever imagined Broadway going dark for nearly 18 months? Springsteen started to bring us back. Now at full capacity, great shows return like Wicked, Hamilton, and The Lion King as the curtain again will rise. Also open starting at 3 this afternoon, the discounted TKTS booth here in Duffy Square. Victoria Bailey, executive director of TDF that operates the ticket booth.
I like to say that the booth is going to reopen as Broadway is reopening. I think at the beginning we'll have a few shows, and then as more and more shows open, we'll get a fuller roster.
And there will be some changes. Theater goers must wear masks. All performers and staff have to be fully vaccinated.
The biggest difference that the general public is going to notice is that we will be obviously spacing people out. There'll be more distancing on the lines. And the good news is that Duffy Square is pretty big, so there's plenty of room for that.
And we'll see you here back at the Red Steps. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at 47th and Broadway.
Some state lawmakers who toured Rikers Island were beyond appalled at what they saw, and they're demanding an immediate shutdown of what they are calling Horror Island. Let's get more from Samantha Liebman live at City Hall this morning. Sam?
Yeah, these lawmakers called it a humanitarian crisis. Assemblywoman Jessica Gonzalez Rojas detailing how one inmate attempted suicide with a noose in front of them.
Miss, come here! Jumped up there and tried to hang themselves. Me and Senator Ramos were right there. Nobody deserves this.
They also saw overcrowded holding cells, fecal matter, garbage, and cockroaches littering the floor. Public advocate Jemani Williams had this prediction.
Do not be surprised if in a few days, in a few weeks, Attica's happening right here.
The situation not helped by the fact that the population has doubled in a year while there has been chronic staffing shortages, officers calling out sick. Mayor de Blasio says they're trying to fix it.
We are talking to the union all the time and looking for ways to be constructive. I wish it was more of a two-way street, but that never stops us.
He says the ultimate solution is to shut it down and build community-based jails. That process is already underway. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
Hundreds of city employees opposed to the mayor's vaccine mandate marched over the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday, among them Lisa Bergenbaum, a speech-language pathologist for the Department of Education.
That it's our body and our choice, and you don't get to decide what we put in our bodies. This is against the law. It's unconstitutional. You can't just keep changing your mind every other day and expect us to keep just doing whatever you want.
The mayor asked about the mandate for teachers yesterday, said it was time and people need their public servants back at work in a full-time capacity. A deadly hit and run in Brooklyn is leading to demands for change.
The community here is still stunned after a car fatally struck a three-month-old baby girl in a stroller Saturday. Renee Collymore was nearby, sitting in traffic, and heard the impact and then the screams.
Heard the father screaming, my baby, oh my God, my baby.
Brooklyn Borough President and candidate for City Mayor Eric Adams visited the corner where it happened here at Vanderbilt and Gates Avenues.
You can't have a horrific act of violence and just ignore it.
Adams says stalled legislation in Albany must be passed to get people with multiple violations off the street. And he says more can be done right now.
We need to increase enforcement.
During the press conference, a car sped by, upsetting the community.
Cars running lights now! Let's be reasonable. I'm going to chase a car that's running a light.
He says he's here to curb reckless driving. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
Parents pushing strollers are supposed to rally in Union Square this afternoon to demand immediate action from the mayor, but the mayor says the big changes are up to the state legislature.
If you hurt someone with a car, it should be considered no different than if you hurt someone with a weapon. There should be very stringent penalties, particularly for a pattern of repetition. But we've got to fix our laws, and we've got to do it quickly, and we need help from Albany.
Advocates say the mayor could take authorizing action himself to authorize street redesigns that prevent reckless driving without an okay from Albany. One good thing about the Mets playing the Yankees, you're guaranteed at least one New York team is going to win that day. They actually played teams from out of town yesterday, but one of the locals still won, as Mark Erne is here to report. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, and all is almost well again in Yankee land, where at least they're back at a playoff spot. After Aaron Boone's bunch came back from 5-0 down in their makeup game against the Twins for a 6-5 win.
To fall behind like that after an emotional weekend, and obviously with these games meaning so much, that's a good one right there.
And with the Red Sox losing in Seattle early this morning, the Yanks are a single percentage point in front for the second wild card. Meantime, the Mets, after taking 2 out of 3 in the Subway Series, now have just 17 games to go. Didn't do themselves any favors last night, getting shut out at home by the Cardinals 7-0. Mark Erne, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.